I hope my time is not yet ticking. All right, next slide, please. Next slide. Good morning. Botswana is one of those countries that are landlocked, and being landlocked, it means we have to share our water resources and boundaries with other states. We do have four transboundary river courses, being the Okavango River Basin, the Zambezi River Basin, the Limpopo River Basin, and the Orange River Basin. Through these basins, we have four river basin organizations, which are set up through legal agreements, and these agreements are backed by the SADC protocol on shared water courses. Therefore, there are instruments in place that helps us in terms of running these organizations. And I also have to say that where we are as Botswana, we are a semi-arid to an arid country, mostly in the Kalahari Desert. Therefore, the water resources for us are very special. The Limpopo Basin is one of those basins where all our dams are sitting on. You can see the Limpopo Basin in the far eastern side of the country. But when you talk about the northern part, where the Okavango and the Zambezi, the Chobe River sits, most of those communities, they rely on water that comes directly from the river. Therefore, it means we have to put infrastructure there to try to treat the water. Botswana has prioritized implementation of water infrastructure as key. So every year I get to be pushed around or being teased by my colleagues that I get the lion's share of the budget. Because for the last 4 years or so, my ministry have been getting 30% of the development budget, mostly targeted at implementation of the water infrastructure. As we speak now, we are building one of the biggest, putting up one of the biggest investments we have ever done in the country, putting up a 1.2-meter pipeline running from the north to the south, 400 kilometers, to try to transfer water to that part of the country. And in the process, I think over time we have been able to reach targets where we have about 98% of our population having access to potable water. But obviously, we continue to allocate more land, we continue to grow these places, and there is still more resources that are required to be able to meet the new challenges. Next slide. How we are running our RBOs. We run our RBOs mostly by ensuring that member states do contribute. We have standing arrangements where all the member states, particularly if you look at the OKACOM, the Okavango-Kavango Basin, all the member states do have to put in their annual contributions to ensure that the secretariat runs smoothly. But then, with regards to other additional funding, my colleague Tracy will talk about the COP funding tomorrow. I will focus on others. We have what we call our strategic action plan, where it covers most of the projects that are required in terms of ensuring that there's sustainable livelihood in the river basin and also institutional capacity. We can move to the next slide. Through that, through the secretariat, we do raise funding across all like-minded parties. So that snapshot there just shows some of those entities that we are in discussion with or that has been funding us for the last couple of years in terms of implementing some of those projects. The next slide. I had prepared an 8-minute slide, but here it's now 6 minutes. So to collaborate or to complement what we are doing at the RBO level, government does put in place the necessary infrastructure to ensure that there's sustainable livelihood in those areas. What you see there, there's a map on the far right side that shows the Okavango Delta. Here I'm specific to the Okavango, where you see the stars. These are the water treatment plants that we have put across that delta to ensure that the communities there don't drink water directly from the river, because that water will have gone through all sorts of contaminants along the way. So we treat the water to ensure that they receive potable water that meets the relevant standards. The pictures show some of the areas that or the plants that we have around. The one where you see the tanks is a new project that I'm currently building with my team, which is estimated at around $300 million around Maung area. Maung is right at the bottom there. It's the largest city in the area, or the largest town in the area. So there we are putting in place a water sanitation and water infrastructure projects to ensure that there is a waterborne sanitation system that will prevent or ensure that the fecal matter doesn't contaminate the river systems. So these are some of the interventions that the government is putting in place over and above the other initiatives that we are doing through the OCACOM to ensure that the communities are properly serviced and get the relevant or the right quality water to be able to survive. Next slide. So with that, that was the brief snapshot in terms of what I had to share today, in terms of what the government of Botswana is doing in those areas. Really, our mandate as a ministry is to ensure that the communities receive potable, safe drinking water. And this is exactly what we are doing, and we continue to do. And I'm not saying that we have sufficient funding. We constantly source for additional funding. Recently, we got a loan from the World Bank, where we implemented some of the water infrastructure across the country. Thank you very much.